is David's favorite pick now on the NASDAQ or NYSE, the New York Stock Exchange?
That's my stock pick.
The NASDAQ. The index.
But no, you must go for the NASDAQ. I'm still very bullish on it. And in fact, increasing my exposure to technology in the broader sense. And I'll give him my stock pick now, which is okay. Which is not really a technology stock, which is S&P Global, which is really collecting data. And I find that very interesting because businesses that collect data, analyze data, simply that you can do it today with the amount of data and with the amount of storage capacity that you have. So, you know, S&P publish indices, but they're also an analytical company as well. And I've been absolutely knocked out by the quality of these businesses, you know, without any type of risk. So if you look at the chart of S&P Global, it's SPGI. Just go from bottom left to top right. But you can look at Moody's and Experian and other businesses as well. And I can't believe that I'm so late to the party here. But very, very solid businesses. And they've got big moats around them because S&P is S&P. You know, we can't start the Julietta Tlevi index because no one's going to follow it. But S&P, you know, is going to be a global indicator.
Wayne, you mentioned that growth points would be yours.
Growth point, yes.
I mean, why?
Look, I understand you're taking because it's cheap. On a forward dividend yield basis, it's cheap. Don't put all your money into it. You're going to have to wait a while before you, at least 2 years, until you get a proper dividend distribution from the property companies. But understand the share price is down 40%, the net asset down maybe 15%, and distribution will only be affected for 2 years. You know, so you're buying something at a decent price.
Yeah. Okay, so growth points for Wayne and S&P Global for David. We shall leave it there. David, Wayne, thanks very much for joining us this evening. David Shapiro is from Southland Securities. Wayne McCurry is from F&B Wealth and Investments. And Alicia will be back tomorrow to take more of your stock-related questions. In the meantime, have a good evening.